"Either remove your mask," the shipmistress said after Dada breathlessly delivered Lighter Than Some's assessment, "or learn to speak more clearly." Churiar was perched on an elevated command chair. Her light yellow skin made her the brightest thing on the small, shadowy bridge. Dadab swallowed twice to clear some residual sludge from his throat and began again.
"The device is a collection of circuits similar to the processing pathways running throughout our ship."
"My ship?" Churiar interjected. Dadab winced.
"Yes, of course."
Not for the first time, he wished the shipmistress shared Jar's spiny plumage. The appendages changed color depending on the male of the species' mood. Right now, the deacon was desperate to gauge the level of Churiar's impatience. But like all female Kigyar, the back of the shipmistress's head was covered with dark brown calluses, thick skin like a patchwork of bruises that made her narrow shoulders seem even more hunched than they really were. Dadab decided to play it safe and cut to the chase.
"The box is some sort of navigational device, and although it is damaged..."
The deacon gestured furtively at the Hurragach, who bobbed to a wall-mounted control panel.
"It still remembers its point of origin."
Lighter Than Some drummed the tips of its tentacles against the panel's luminous switches. Soon, a three-dimensional holographic representation of the volume of space around Minor Transgression coalesced in a holotank before Churiar's chair. The tank was merely the space between two dark glass lenses, one built into a platinum pedestal, the other embedded in the bridge's ceiling. Like most surfaces on the Kigyar ship, the ceiling was covered with a purple metal sheeting that, catching the hologram's light, displayed a darker hexagonal pattern, an underlying beryllium grid.
"We were here,"
Dadab began, as a red triangle representing the Kigyar ship appeared in the projection,
"when we registered the alien vessel's radiation leak."
As he continued, the projection, controlled by Lighter Than Some, shifted and zoomed, presenting additional icons as required.
"This is where we made contact, and this is where light... where the Hurragach believes the vessel initiated its journey."
The shipmistress angled one of her globus ruby-red eyes at the highlighted system. It was outside the missionary allotment the Ministry had charged her with patrolling, beyond the boundary of Covenant space, though Churiar knew it was heresy to suggest such a limit. The prophets believed the Forerunners once had dominion over the entire galaxy, so every system was hallowed ground, a potential repository of important relics.
"And its destination?"
Churiar asked, her long tongue rattling against the top of her beak-like mouth. Again the deacon signed to the Hurragach. The creature bleated from its sacks and flicked two of its limbs.
"I'm afraid that data has been lost," Dadab replied.
The shipmistress curled her claws around the arms of her chair. She hated that the Ungoy had learned the Hurragach's language, that the deacon now served as intermediary between her and a member of her crew. Not for the first time, she considered losing the deacon out an airlock. But staring at the unexplored system, she realized the pious little gas sucker had suddenly become a great deal more useful.
"Have I ever told you how much I appreciate your good counsel?"
the shipmistress asked, relaxing into her chair.
"What do you suggest we tell the Ministry?"
Dadab's harness began to chafe around his neck. He fought back the urge to scratch.
"As in all matters, I will follow the shipmistress's recommendation."
Dadab chose his words very carefully. It wasn't often Churiar asked him a question, and she had never asked for his opinion.
"I am here to serve, and in so doing honor the will of the prophets."
"Perhaps we should wait to make a report until we have had a chance to survey the alien system?"
Churiar mused.
"Give the Holy Ones as much information as we can?"
"I am sure the Ministry would appreciate the shipmistress's desire to bear more complete witness to this important discovery."
Dadab hadn't said approve, but if the female Kigyar wanted to take her ship out of the allotment, Dadab couldn't stop her. She was, after all, shipmistress. But the deacon had another, more personal reason for his compliance. If they did find something of value in the unexplored system, he knew this would only help speed his promotion. And to accomplish that, Dadaab was willing to bend a few rules. After all, he thought, communication delays happen all the time. An excellent recommendation, Churiyar's tongue flicked between her jagged teeth. I will set a new course. Then, with a cursory flip of her head, may we follow in their footsteps.
And so better mind the path,
the deacon answered, completing the benediction. The saying honored the Forerunner's divination, the moment they activated their 7 mysterious halo rings and disappeared from the galaxy, leaving none of their kind behind. Indeed, this belief that one could become a god by following in the Forerunner's footsteps was the crux of the Covenant religion. One day, the prophets had long promised their faithful hordes, we shall find the holy rings, discover the very means of the Forerunner's transcendence. Dadaab and billions of his fellow Covenant believed this absolutely. The deacon backed away from the shipmistress's command chair, signaling lighter than some to follow. He pivoted as smartly as his methane tank allowed, then trotted through the bridge's automatic sliding door.
Zealot,
the shipmistress hissed as the 2 angled halves of the door slid shut. She tapped a holographic switch in the arm of her chair that controlled the ship's signal gear. Return at once. Bring only what you can carry.
But, shipmistress,
Jar's voice crackled from her chair.
All this food would...
Return to your stations, Churiyar screeched, her patience exhausted on the deacon. Leave it all behind. The shipmistress gave the switch an angry smack. Then, with a rasp of her tongue only she could hear,
soon we will find much, much more.